Hey, this is Guy Goody from Diners, Drivers, and Dives, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And a lot of people are going to be heading out on the road to one of the great suburbs here in the Chicagoland area, to the great suburb of Lombard. Excited to have on the line Avis Meachy, is the communications director out there. Avis, welcome to WGN.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? We were trying to get you on a little bit earlier, and I apologize, I was trying to like look up things on my phone while I was trying to sort of explain Lombard, while I was trying to talk with Lise while she was trying to call you. And I know for the listeners, it probably didn't sound great, but here you are to clear things up. So, I mean, the excitement is big because you guys have been doing Lombard on the cruise night side for, geez, I don't know how many years. I'm hoping you'll tell me, but it's been enough that it has grown to be one of those really marquee events in the burbs.
Absolutely. This is actually the 19th season of Lombard Summer Concerts and Cruise Nights, and we're excited to have it kick off tonight at 6 p.m. in downtown Lombard. We have a theme night tonight of Dust Off Night, and we're hoping to see a lot of people who have been with us the past couple of years.
So when you think about it, and for those that have not been out there, and do you ever take any kind of stock on who shows up? I know that that my parents show up, and they live in either St. Charles, or even when they lived maybe in, it's sort of closer to Schaumburg and some other areas. Yeah. Like, people come from all over the place. Do you try to kind of get a gauge from where people are coming from? Because really what it is, it's great to see the cars for sure, but you're really showcasing and kind of showing off Lombard at the same time.
Absolutely. And it is interesting when we see plates on cars from different states, and you kind of talk to people and see that this is something that they turn into a weekend away, and they come and they share in memories that they've been coming to Lombard for so many years. So it really is something to see.
Yeah. So, and the cars are there for sure. You've got a little bit about the food. I kind of haphazardly mentioned, the Bricks Pizza, but you have some places out there that sort of participate on the food side. So do you want to share any of those? Like, people come out, they park their car. They're there usually for a few hours or the majority of the evening. What are they enjoying?
Yeah. So on a typical cruise night in downtown Lombard, cars can start parking after 4 p.m. and they can enjoy all of downtown Lombard's restaurants. We always have something new popping up. It's a really exciting time for downtown Lombard right now. We have wonderful restaurants. We have some places you could just grab a sandwich. You can grab some pizza. You can stop in and get a glass of wine. You can really do whatever it is that you want to do on a nice summer night. And then you can grab your food, head back, listen to some music, or you can take a seat at a restaurant and really just enjoy your company with your friends and all the people that are there.
A lot of the different cruise nights in the Chicagoland area are incorporating music into the experience. You know, you get the cars, you're obviously going to see there, you're going to talk with some people about what's going on. But the music, and I have been to a couple of the Lombard cruise nights where, and for those people that are familiar with the area and maybe some that aren't, maybe Avis, you can fill them in a little bit, but you guys have this like little cul-de-sac almost that kind of butts up to the new train station that is really a perfect place to throw. It's kind of like, what would you call it? I don't know. It's a little area, but it is really perfect for bands on those nights.
It really is, isn't it? We're really lucky to have that. It's basically South Park Avenue. It butts up right to St. Charles, but we turn it into a pedestrian area after 5 p.m. on Saturdays. So, and that's through August, too. So that's not just one week. That's every Saturday through August. We have live bands there. We also have a kids' corner. We're going to have a face painter there tonight. We have different community groups that come in on a weekly basis, offer free crafts and fun games to families and kids. So it's not just for cruisers either, because there's a lot of people that come and they bring their cars and they have a great time. And then there's a whole other set of people that don't have cars. And while they go up and down and see all the cool cars and get to talk to everybody about them, they also just enjoy the music. They come for the restaurants. They enjoy Kids Corner. You bring a little chair, you set it up on South Park, and you have a wonderful, wonderful summer night.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have some great weather tonight as people get out there and enjoy it as well. And this is the kickoff, but you guys are going to be doing it every Saturday going forward. Before we let you go, if you want to give the website for Lombard, where people can, I guess, see which theme for that specific night or which bands may be playing, and keep up to speed with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have weekly themes, but they're optional. We're open to all cruise cars. All custom and classic cars are welcome. You can visit villageoflombard.org/cruise nights. to find out information about where to park, about just the different details or the different weekly themes.
Okay, and people can start parking at 4 p.m., correct?
After 4 p.m., you're in the clear.
All right. All right. Thanks, Avis. Enjoy it. I hope you have a safe, successful, and ultimately super fun kickoff to the cruise night season out there in Lombard. And thanks for being on WGN today.
All right. No problem, Dane. Maybe we'll see you out there.
Yeah, maybe. All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Avis. So that is good. I'm glad we were able to get that done and get her in on that. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to have a little bit further. People are going to be heading out to Lombard tonight for, I mean, I don't think you just get up and leave at almost any point. But if you wanted to head to Charlottesville, Virginia, and you want to see some history, you want to get some great food, you want to also go to the Shenandoah National Forest, at least you've never been to, you've been to, how many national parks have you been to?
I'd say 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All out west, though.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, it was all like at once.
Okay. Well, this is one to check out. We're going to hear about it in a little bit. We're going to have Brantley Usery on from there. So a quick break, 312-981-7200. For your favorite cruise night, you can add in your first car. We're going to fill people in on something that we're excited about that's going to be happening going forward as well. The Bona Beef bona fide ride of the show. I haven't even filled in Lisa about that. I think the first week that we're going to be doing it is next week out at Des Plaines. So stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.